Good morning. It's 20 past nine. It's Sonia at breakfast on BBC Essex. Have you done a job that other people really don't get? Maybe you're doing that right now, that other people just don't get or do consider to be quite dull, maybe to the point where they've actually said that to you. Well, that must be boring. Well, actually, no, it's not boring. But have you ever been in that predicament with your job? Or maybe it's something that you've taken up as a hobby and you've come in for a lot of stick over the years because you've done this as a hobby and people say it's boring. 0800 111 40 41. Talking about the University of Essex, who've been doing some research into this, and you've just heard a little bit about it. Let me talk to Leland Carlson now, who is the Assistant Vice President of the Dull Men's Club. And you're over in the States at the moment, Leland, aren't you? Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Tell us about the club then. So you've kind of embraced the name, the Dull Men's Club.
I'm sorry, do we do what?
You've very much embraced an element of dull and boring as part of your title.
That's right, yes. Well, our motto is celebrating the ordinary. And some of your earlier speakers touched on this, that a lot of people think that some of the quirky passions that people that we interview and belong to the club or that we like what they do have really dull hobbies. But to the people that are doing them, there's a lot of meaning to them. It gives them, Rod Stewart's an avid model railroader, and he says he pities anyone that doesn't have a hobby like he has. It gives him such a relief and relaxation. And this was particularly true when the pandemic hit. We were perfect. We were prepared for it. We jokingly say we don't get out much anyway. So lockdowns were just fine. And we had more time to spend in our sheds. While other people were climbing the walls, our guys and gals had things to do. Women belong now too. That's the way of life today, as it should be. Collecting barbed wire like Jackie Smith does in Dorset, or managing a pencil museum in Cumbria, those are, to the person doing them, they're very meaningful activities.
Collecting barbed wire is one, right, that someone does, do they?
Yeah, there's a lady in Dorset. She's kind of a lone ranger in a way. Barbed wire collectors made largely an American thing, and there are not many people in England do it, and it's mostly men. But Jackie and her husband were traveling on doing a Route 66 tour some years back and stumbled onto a barbed wire museum in Texas. And she kind of got the bug and came back to England, and she gives talks on barbed wire now. And people say, how can you talk for a whole hour on barbed wire? She says, I wish that were my problem. My problem is, how can I limit it to an hour?
That's brilliant. How many members have you got in the club?
We never started keeping a membership list, largely because people were afraid we'd sell it or give out their names. So, but at one point on Facebook, we had 55,000 members, and then somehow they disabled us. We don't know why. They said we violated some standards. Maybe we were too dull or too exciting. I don't know what, but we're growing back down. We have about 30,000 members on Facebook, and we got a membership list as well, and we're on other social media. So it's kind of a fluctuating thing, but I'd say we have 30,000 members.
Wow, impressive. What floats your boat then? What's your thing that you're into?
Well, that's really interesting you ask, because I've interviewed close to 100 men and women now. I used to say park benches was my thing. I just loved park benches. I go anywhere in the world, if I find a park bench, to sit and watch the world going by. And I call Central Park in New York the park bench capital of the world, and they loved it. They invited me by and gave me some caps and t-shirts and stuff. But then I got, after I interviewed all these people, I say, I'm not into park benches to the extent that Jackie is into barbed wire, or Steve Wheeler is into his milk bottle museum in Malvern with, he's got 20,000 milk bottles in his museum. What am I really passionate about? What's my ikigai? The Japanese word for a reason of jumping out of bed in the morning. Well, I collect collectors. I get excited when I hear of another person with it. Just like now, I hear there's a lady up in Cumbria who's got 50,000 shopping bags. And the largest collector we've got, our calendar this year, Dull Men's Club calendar, the title is Quirky Passions. There's a guy in Italy has 2,500,000 football stickers, these Panini stickers. I mean, that's mega collecting, And I heard the head of Guinness World Records being interviewed, and He said he gets excited when a new application goes by. He just wants to jump out of bed and go meet this person with it. And I kind of feel the same way. When I hear somebody with another quirky, unusual passion, I just like to jump out of bed. And we, Guinness World Records is a kind of a quantitative valuation. We're more, maybe more of a qualitative. What's really unique about it?
Really interesting to talk to you. Thank you for coming on. Leland Carlson, Assistant Vice President of the Dull Men's Club, talking about the hobbies side of it and the stories of some pretty impressive and rather unusual collections.